Kiravosa Gudvach, Hopol is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Hey. We're here at the bottom of Ayin Dal Amud Beis, right? Still in the middle of a discussion. We're about 10 lines up, smack in the middle of the line, Rava Amar. And the last thing we've been saying is that if you remember, we had three kind of stages in the Tahara process. For a person, let's say, when their Tumah, ends, the day that's over, so then they go to the mikvah. Right, that's stage one. There's what's called Harav Shemesh, the sundown, and then in certain that's stage two, and then in certain cases, there's stage three with bringing a korban on the eighth day. That's something called Kippurim, right? And someone who is awaiting to bring this korban is someone called Mechuzer Kippurim. And we said the three stages, the three purification processes, allows him to do different things depending on how far along he is in that process. Right, if a person goes to the mikvah, they're allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. When a person has Harav Shemesh, then they're allowed to eat Truma, and then when they bring their Korbanos, when they have their Kippurim, so then they're allowed to eat Kodshim, and we had drawn that out from Psukim. So the last thing we had just said was that Abaye said that there are two Psukim by a woman who gives birth, by Yoledes, who, again, she's one of the examples of Yoledes, Azava, the Metzora, who require to bring this Korban after the Tahara process. So you have two psukim. One of them talks about Harav Shemesh. One of them talks about the Kippurim. So he said that Kam Truma, Kam Kachim, right? That after Harav Shemesh, after the sun goes down, she's allowed to eat Truma. Then she's allowed to eat Kachim. Gemara says, meaning after the Korban, she's allowed to eat Kachim. Gemara says, I don't know it's the reverse. So Gemara had said that the Kachim are more machmir, they have more chumras. So that's where Rava picks in, and he says, Rava Amar, right, below Hanach Nafishan Lo Matzis Amris. Still, even without the fact, forget the fact that Kachim is more machmir than Truma, right, still you would never have been able to say that when sundown allows you to eat Kachim, and then the korban allows you to eat Truma. Because Amar Kirk, the Pasuk says, V'chiper Allah HaKohen V'tahira, right, the Kohen, right, she gets Kapara, then she's Toher, B'chal she'iket Tameya, because the implication is that she's Tameh in some respect, right, until the point she brings her Korban. V'isal G'dayit V'kachim, right, is if you're telling me that the Kachim, the sundown, allows you to eat Kachim, what do you mean? The Pasuk says you're not allowed to eat Kachim if you're Tameh. So the implication is she's not fully Tahor until she brings her Korban. There's no way she'll be able to eat Kachim, right, if she's still Tameh. So Elishma Mirabah Truma must be that he's talking about Truma. Maskevel Rishisha Brei Ravidi. If she just said 1 second, what is this? Truma Ksiva Hacha. What is this? Pasuk is not talking about Truma though. I have that because the Pasuk says, right, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, and we darshan out, Ainli Ela Bnei Yisrael, Giyoras Vishicha Mishachorach Minayin. Again, this whole thing starts with speak to Bnei Yisrael, and how do you know that only that's talking about all of Bnei Yisrael, that they're Tameh, that when the Jewish women give birth, they're Tameh. How do you know it's also talking about a Gioras, a convert, and a Shifcha Meshuchreres, and a Shifcha Knadis that got freed, became a Jew? The Tamalam or Isha, because we have a Joshua, that Isha. If he's talking about Truma, Gioras, Shifcha, Benos Mechal, Truma, and Anu. Right? And if you're telling me that we're talking about Truma, right, a Gioras and a Shifcha Knadis are not, who has been freed, are not allowed to eat Truma, because the only way they can eat Truma is if they marry a Kohen. They're not allowed to marry a Kohen, and they become a Chalala, they're not able to eat Truma. So what do you mean? So this is not talking about Truma. So Rava defends himself and says, well, oh, really, it's not talking about Truma? What do you mean? Ksiv of Kol Kodesh Lopsiga, Pashuk says, in that whole parasha over there, you're not allowed to touch Kachim. The Rabbis is a Truma, right, to include Truma. When a woman is a Tful Yom, Rashi says over here that she's not allowed to eat Truma. So we see, right, that there are different aspects, right, the different halachos being talked about over here. So we're talking about different halachos. It's not one uniform situation, and then certain halachos apply, right, in different places. There's not one uniform paragraph. Okay, so what do you need these three psukim? Betruma, right? That spans back to yesterday, but they're basically three psukim, right, to tell me about the Tahara process and where that truma falls, right, that she can, again, that she can eat, or she or he, whoever it is, can eat truma, right, after they've had Harav Shemesh. The Gemara says, Tzrichi, the I, mi ad asher yitar, because if you would have only the pasuk, right, that's where, that's, what is it, pasuk? That's not quoted on the side over here. Right, ish ish mizer aron ashu whom tsaru uzav. Right, mina kodeshim lo yochal ad sheyitar. Okay, lo have a yadana b'mai. So you never would have known, or you wouldn't have known what makes him tahor. Right, so k'siv rachmanu v'ashemesh v'taher. So we see that it's her of shemesh. It's the sun going down because rachmanu v'ashemesh v'taher. So ani mili b'lav bar kapara. So you might have thought, if that the pasuk had, you had only had the pasuk of when the sun goes down, then it becomes tahor. He can eat truma. You might have thought, yeah, that's only in the case where he doesn't need to bring a korban the next day. But, however, if someone does need to bring that korban, you might have thought that he has to wait until the kapara is brought. So therefore, because of rachmana ad malos, right, therefore the pasuk says, until you complete, right, until you finish, right, the tahara process. Because of rachmana ad malos, and if you would have only had that pasuk, you might have thought, well, you can even do it without tevila. I mean, you have to wait until the end of the tahara days. And even without the tefila, even without the first process, part of the process, you could eat truma. Therefore, because of rachmana ad sheyitar, no, that you actually have to undergo some sort of purification action. Okay, now we just assume, well, let's read it and then we'll explain. Right, so this whole little thing over here, right, we had one of the psukim before was talking about a zav and a metzora, right? That those are two of the people who need to bring a korban after them becoming tame. Now, not all zavs and not all metzoras though bring a korban. Meaning, if a zav has two re'os, meaning he sees two emissions, so then he does not bring a korban. And a metzora who is just muskar, who is just hidden away, right, and is like a suffix on metzora, they do not bring a korban to become tahor, right? But according to this time, that's what we thought. That's what we assumed the pasuk was talking about, right? And then when the pasuk says, right, now according to this Tana, who says that we're actually talking about of zav bal shterios, zav bal shoshrios, mitzora muchlan akasum adaber, that we are talking about a case where they do need to bring the korban. Hayad hasheyitar the maisi kapara. Meaning now the pasuk, when the pasuk says until you become tahor, it seems to imply that until you bring the korban. So the trade kray bekachim lonely. So therefore, why do you need two psukim? They catch him. Both of them are teaching me that only until you bring the mechusa kippurim, only until you bring the korban, you're allowed to eat kachim. Because here again, we used a pasuk earlier to teach me that it's up until we assumed that it was open until Har Shemesh, right, that scenario where they don't need to bring a korban. Now we're telling me that the pasuk of Adi Sheitar, right, is telling me that they need to bring the korban to finish their entire tahara process. So if that's true, so then you have two psukim telling me that a mechuzah kippurim is allowed to eat kachim. So the Gemara says trichi. Really, we needed both of them because of rachmana bioledes. Because again, then the two cases are bioledes and by metzora or zav. So if you would have had only the pasuk bioledes that says that only after the woman brings a korban is she allowed to eat kachim, mishum debruvim b'tumasa. You might have thought because she has a lot of tuma, meaning a woman is either 40 or 60 or 80 days tamei, depending on whether she had a boy or a girl. It's a little bit more. She's for sure tamei in terms of kachim, right? She's less usher to her husband, right? In terms of her being usher to her husband, the Torah says that in the case of a boy, it's 7 days. Her blood is quote unquote tamei, and then for 33 days it's tahor, and by a woman, when she gives birth to a girl, it's 14 days and 66 days, but that's only with regards to being with her husband. For 40 or 80 days, she's still tamei; she can't eat kachin. So if you would have thought it was written, it was only by if the pasuk would have only written it by a woman, so you would have thought that's because she has this extra tuma. Avo bazav imalav and by a zav, which is not that long, so you might have thought not. Because of rachman of a zav, and if we would only had this pasuk of zav, that says that only after she brings a korban she can eat kachim. So the lo huter meklalo, because there's never an exception. There's never any person sees zav emission that they are tummy. But avioledes, but a woman, right, sees blood. Like I explained before, sometimes she's tahor, sometimes she's tummy. And so, it's not always going to make her tummy. So this is, so therefore, it, meaning, that, like I said, there's 14 and 66 for a girl and 7 for 33 for a boy. So imalo sitzricha. So you might have thought that that would not necessarily apply to a yoledes. Therefore, we need both cases because they, you can't learn one from the next. Okay. So Gemara now, the pasuk says, "B'mai yuvav v'tamei ad ha'erev." Oh, that's someone who became Tamei Sheretz, as Rashi points out over here. That's talking about a Kli, actually, not a person. Right, so a Kli became Tamei Sheretz. Right, so then it says, right, until sundown, right, then it is Tahor. So what's the deal? I'm Rabbi Seir Lenegia. That teaches me that touching, meaning for touching Truma, meaning that not meaning that someone is not even allowed to touch Truma, right, until sundown. The Tanya is within the Nebraisa, right, the Tamei, Yochel Lakol. You might have thought that that person is Tamei for everything. Tamalomer v'taher, right? So therefore, it teaches me that you're tahor, right? That there is some sort of tahara aspect to even before to the item, even before sundown. Even taher yachalakol, you might have thought he's completely tahor. Tamalomer v'tamei, so therefore it says v'tamei. So okay, so how does it work? We have one pasuk says he's tahor, one pasuk says he's tamei. So kana meiser, kana truma. Therefore, meiser, right up until sundown, right? You can touch meiser sheni, but you cannot touch Truma, right, until sundown. So Gemara says, Vepachana, how do you know that that's how it is? Maybe you should be allowed to touch Truma, you're not allowed to touch Meister Sheni. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Mestavra keichid, mechamira achil de Truma, meachil de Meister, right, hachinami, mechamira negir de Truma, then negir de Meister. Right, what do you mean? Truma is always more machmir than Meister Sheni. It doesn't make sense that that the eating for Truma should be more machmir and the touching should not, so therefore that lines up pretty nicely. Ibai same, another answer. Negiyah the Truma hachanafka. Or you see that it's usher to touch Truma until sundown from his, this pasuk. Pasuk says, Bechol kodesh losiga, you're not allowed to touch any kachim. Azara la ochel, that teaches me that you're not allowed to eat Truma. So Gemara says, ayo, ene el no geya. Maybe it's talking about touching. So Tamalama, therefore the pasuk says, Bechol kodesh losiga, velo mikdash losolo. So no, it's not talking about touching, because the pasuk says, right, you can't touch the kachim and you can't come to the Beis HaMikdash. Makish kodesh lo mikdash, and that connects kachim to the halacha and the Beis HaMikdash. Ma mikdash davar sheish lo netilas hashama. Af kodesh davar sheish lo netilas hashama. Just like someone who's tamei coming into the Beis HaMikdash, right? You chayev misa, or really, you get kares, really. Right? So too, over here, we're talking about, right, something that has an aspect of kares. And eating truma gets you kares, but when you're tamei, but touching truma does not. So therefore, the pasuk is right. So therefore, we see that negiyah netilas hashama laka. But you don't have any issue of touching truma, meaning you're not going to get kares for that. So therefore, it's talking about eating. So therefore, why does it say that it's touching? Right? And the only reason it expressed the isra to eat truma by touching, by saying that it's usher to touch it, is to tell me that touching is in fact usher. Okay, good. Fine. Now that's the end of that. Now we're going to shift gears to the Mishnah mentioned the Psu Adak and the Kush Shuvcha. This is going to get slightly graphic. Ironically, it would have actually been pretty nice to have some sort of diagrams, although, you know, obviously no one wants to get thrown in jail for those type of diagrams. But as you'll see in a second, there's going to be a discussion in terms of what exactly renders a person a psudak or a kurs shukha. As we'll see in a second, there's going to be a discussion in terms of what has to be injured, what kind of injury has to be. So, all right, either way, right, the Mishnah had said, right, Psu'daka, it's anyone, Psu'daka, Kris Shufcha, Lo'yavu Bakal Hashem, they're not allowed to get married. Right, if we said that their avodim can eat Truma, but not their wives. But if there was no actual bia after the injury, so then the wives are still allowed to eat Truma. So the Gemara says, Ma'an Tami Mishtameris, the bia Psu'la, der Aisa Ocha. Right, if you remember, we had a whole discussion about a mishtameres l'bia psula, that if a woman is awaiting a bia that will possel her from eating truma. So the question is she possel right now? So we had a machlokas. So who holds, right, again, this, we're telling me that this, if they haven't had bia yet, so that's mutter. So man tama, the mishtameres l'bia psula, the raisa achla. Who holds that if a woman is mishtameres l'bia psula, she's waiting to have a bia that will possel her, she currently is allowed to eat truma? So I'm Rabbi Elazar machlokas shinuya, that's our machlokas, right? We had a couple days ago, maybe a week or two. I don't remember. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Right? There's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon on the one hand, and Rabbi Meir on the other hand. So that's they hold that it's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I feel tim, Rabbi Meir. You can even say that it's Rabbi Meir. Say again, if you remember that machlokas there was by Kohen Gadol, who marries a grusha and an almana l'koy hedya. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Rabbi Meir only holds by the Kohanim that a mishtaber, the psula, is going to mess up is going to mess up and not allow the woman to eat truma. But what about over here? Right, over here, Chris Shivcha, Tzedakah, his wife is going to be allowed to eat truma because Shani Hacha, Shikvar Acha, because she has already eaten truma, right? I mean, it means that the guy got injured when they were already married. Rabbi Lezer, Rishimon, what would they do with that? So the Kvar Acha, Lomiran, they don't hold like that. Right? They don't hold that since she was already allowed to eat, then she currently should she be allowed to eat, even though right, the situation with her husband changed and now he's injured. The Kilo Tema Achi, because if you don't say that, it's about Sushoshin, this is the Kohen, Maze Bala Tocha, Shakshak Kvaracha. So he said, because if you tell me that if she already ate, she should be allowed to eat, we know the halacha is that if a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, so, and he dies, she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. But why not? She was already eating Truma while they were married. So apparently we see that the fact that she already ate Truma does not allow her to eat Truma in the future when her marital situation changes. For Rabbi Yochanan, that's pretty good proof. What does Rabbi Yochanan say to you? So there, hasam paka kinyane, hacha lo paka kinyane. So there, yeah, well, what do you mean? The whole connection to her husband has been, paka has been destroyed. Right? He's gone, he's dead. Right, so that's, but here, no, they're still married, so therefore, right, she is still allowed to eat truma. Okay, ezu p'tua, what is considered to be a p'tua? Now, p'tua daka is an injury to the testicles, and kris shufka is an injury to the actual member, to the actual aver. So what's a p'tua daka? Tamar banan is a p'tua daka, kol sheniftu beitzim shalo, right, anybody who has an injury to his beitzim, to his testicles, afilu achas mehem, even one of them, afilu nokro, if it was punctured, afilu nimuko, if they melted, or some sort of, I don't even know what that means, afilu chasro, or if they're missing, if he's missing one, right, all those count. I love when the Gemara mentions places that still exist. I heard from the Chachamim in the Beis Medrash in Keren B'Yavne, if a person has one testicle, so then he's fine. He's a srischama. Srischama is someone who had an injury or an illness or something that caused him to be sterile. That's not considered to be a kris shufcha. Right? We're talking about an actual injury. So he said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said that he heard that is fine. If someone has one of the baits in one testicle, so then he is not considered to be a psua daka. So Gemara says, "Srus chama salka daka." What do you mean? If someone had an injury and only has one testicle, he's a srus chama. Srus chama is someone who just got sick. Right? That was min a shamayin. So Gemara says, "No, ela have kisrus chama. He's like a srus chama, the kusher, and he is allowed to marry." Gemara says, "Venike v'moli." The Gemara says, "What are you talking about? If someone has an injury, let's say he got punctured, rachman al tzlan, in a testicle, and he cannot, and we say he can't have kids, therefore he can't get married." I go, "Oh, who gave the solik the dick? Well, there was a guy who got injured by a palm tree." Right, the charze silva bebeitim. Right, he got punctured there. The nafak minikachut de magula, and he had some sort of wound, the pus, the injury, it was oozing out. He rolled it, and he had kids afterwards. So I said to him, "What do you mean?" Hashadach Shmuel came to Rav. What do you mean about that story? They said, "Oh yeah, check out where those guys' kids came from. It must be that his wife is cheating on him because there's no way that he could have had kids." That's what we said before. That the srischama, someone had rachman al tzlan psuadaka, some sort of injury through an act of a kodesh baruch hu, right? That's not what we're talking about over here. Amar Rava, and Rava says, "I'll prove it to you because I had the karina and psua, but karina and hapatsua." Right? That's the lashon of the pasuk of psua daka implies that it happened when he was still. When he was already alive. But hapatsua, see what it seems to imply, Rashi says. If it would have said hapatsua, it meant the one, meaning the one that was born like that. But if it happened afterwards, right, through not an action that it could have controlled or something from Min HaShemayim, then it doesn't count. B'masiz HaTana, Nemar Lo Savo Psua. B'masiz HaTana, the Brisa says no. I give you even better proof. Because Nemar Lo Yovo Psua Daka B'kal HaShem, and then it says Lo Yovo Mamzer. Right, the Psukim are back to back. So Malahana B'diadam, Afkan B'diadam. So we see that all these cases, just like you can't have a Mamzer without an active man, right, some sort of inappropriate relationship. So too, Psuadaka also has to be an act of man and not an act of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Amarava. Patua b'kulam, dach b'kulam, karas b'kulam. Well, whenever you have a patua, an injury, right, that's talking about any part of the male aver, or dach, if it's crushed, or karus, if it's cut off, right, that's all of them. All different, three different parts of the male aver. As you'll see in a second, the testicles, the male, the member, and the, not the veins, the glands, no, not the, whatever the tubes, I can't think of the right word, between the testicles and the aver, right? If any of those three parts are injured, so that is going to make right, mess somebody up. So psua b'kulam bim shnifta agid bim shnifta abeitzim bim shnifta chutei abeitzim. Right, whether any of those three parts were injured, dach b'kulam crushed also for all of them bim shnifta agid bim shnifta abeitzim bim shnifta chutei abeitzim and krus and cut off. Right, that was crushed and cut off b'kulam bim shnifta agid bim shnifta abeitzim bim shnifta chutei abeitzim. Okay, amar lehu rabbanan amar le ahume rabbanan. The Rava. They asked the following shayla. Rava, mimai dehai p'tsua daka be'os ha-makom. Fascinating shayla. How do you know? P'tsua daka seems to imply someone, it literally means someone who was injured, someone who got, or crushed or injured or something. How do you know it's talking about in the male aver, in the private area? Ema Marosho, maybe it's in his head. Right? Well, how do you know? That's what it's talking about. It doesn't say the language of... it's not explicit over there. Because it doesn't say, for example, if it says other people who are not allowed to marry into the Jewish nation, it says by a Mitzri, Ador Shlishi, or the third generation, by an Amon and Moab, it says Ador Asiri, Lo Yavu Bakal Hashem, Bekal Hashem. It says up until this generation, or forever, or all these generations are not allowed to marry. So the fact that it didn't mention that here seems to imply that there are no more generations. So that would seem to imply that it's talking about right, the reproductive area. So maybe that's because not, he can have kids, but meaning that he's possible, but his children are allowed to be, meaning the fact that he didn't mention all his, the generations are not allowed to marry into Kal Hashem, because maybe he's the only one who's not allowed to. But if he has kids and he's able to be molded, right, maybe he is talking about an injury to the head, and his kids are allowed to come into the Kahal. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rather, really, dumi the Krush Shufcha. Rather, it's similar to a Krush Shufcha, because they're mentioned back to back, right? Psu Adaka Krush Shufcha. Just like Ma Krush Shufcha Belsom Makom, Af Hainami Belsom Makom. Just like a Krush Shufcha is talking about something. Where something was cut off. So too, over here, it's an injury in that area. So the Gemara says, okay, but Kushivcha Gufemi my Debosa Makamu. How do you know that Kushivcha, where it's cut off, right? How do you know that's talking about, right, the male Aver? Maybe it's talking about his lips, for example, right? Again, if a person's lips, Rechman al-Tzlan, are cut off or injured or whatever, so the liquid is going to spill, really, literally means Kushivcha, that is something that is shofech, so the shofech dam, right? It's a poor blood, or blood is spilling. I'm talking about liquid that's spilling out. So maybe it's his lips, his rachman al tzlan, his lips got cut off, and his saliva is spitting out. So Gemara says, shofcha ksiv, but makom sheshofech. It's talking about a place that spills. Right? The saliva doesn't spill if there's an injury in the lip. It's just kind of, you have to kind of spit it out. It doesn't just kind of drool out like by itself. Gemara says ve'ema mechotno. Okay, but maybe by his nose, right? Again, person has a runny nose, right? It's just spills out of there. So Gemara says miksiv b'shafeich. It doesn't say that in the place where it spills. Rather, krus shafcha, right? Meaning that it's cut and it spills. Mi sha'al yedei krisus shofeich. Meaning the only reason it spills is because it's cut off, right? Delo shalal yedei krisus no shofeich. And if it's not cut, it doesn't spill. Right, but it shoots. Right, what does that exclude? Right, the edidi shofechu. Right, in both cases, right, whether the nose, right, whether you look like Voldemort or not, right, you're still dripping from the nose. If you have a cold, you're still dripping mucus from your nose. Right, regardless. So here, when he said krus shofcha, it's the krisus, it's the cutting that causes the liquid to spill out. So that's how you know that it's talking about an injury to the male aver. So Gemara says, "B'masni zatana." Again, same price we quoted before. I'll bring a better proof. Nemar lo yovo b'zua daka b'kal Hashem. Nemar lo yovo mamzer. Right, these two come back to back. Lahalam b'osom makom, afkan b'osom makom. Just like a mamzer, that's, you know, is talking about. That's how you create mamzers. So too, right, this krushivcha b'zua daka is talking about an injury to that area. Okay. Fine. Nikiv mamata me'atara shekenegu lamala me'atara. If there's an injury now that is beneath the atara being obviously the crown of the male aver. Now, when we say beneath, it's a little bit upside. You have to envision upside down. When we say beneath, that's farther away from the body, and we say above is closer to the body. So it's a little bit confusing, but that's That's how you have to picture it. So Nikiv Lamata Me'atara, if there's an injury, there's a hole, something that's punctured, again, lower, away from the body, in the crown, on the top of the crown, and then Kishikenegdo Lamata Me'atara. Then the injury, the puncture goes through where it then is punctured above the Atara, meaning closer to the body. And Savar Rabbi Chia Bar, this is where, again, part of this next discussion, we're just going to stop at the two dots, but this whole next discussion at the bottom is where we really kind of do need pictures, but obviously that's not happening anytime soon. So we'll try and explain it as best we can. So Savar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Lachshure, right? He thought that was okay. That was actually an okay injury, since like it starts on the top and goes to the bottom, right? And again, we had said that the Mishnah had said that if you have anything left on the top, then it's okay. Right, so he thought that Rabbi Chiyah thought that would be okay. So Rabbi Rabasi, Hachi, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Atara Kolshi Ma'keres. That you need, what does it mean? Atara Kolshi, that any part of the Atara is Ma'akev. What does that mean? So Rashi seems to imply over here that the injury, if it cuts across the entire top of the Atara, the entire top of the crown, then it's going to be a problem. If you look at Rashi Kolshu, right? Kevish and Nekev over Derech al Pnei Kol Atara. Right? If the injury is across the entire top, so Afilu Nekev Kolshu Ma'keves told us so puzzle. So apparently, even if it's just a tiny hole, right, that cuts across the entire top, I guess area, not circumference, top, not airspace. What's the word? I don't remember. Okay, whatever. Either way, if you have the injury that cuts across the top of the crown, the entire top of the crown, that's going to mess up and make it impossible for him to have kids. Right, okay, well, like I said, we'll stop at these two dots, and then we'll go back to tomorrow. But, yeah, okay, and have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.